morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizi. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Well, hello, hello. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, we're going to get back to an issue we have talked about many times over the years, but obviously the research has shown we still need to talk about this, the issue of passwords, and please beef up your password.
Yeah, I think it's time we stop talking about it and do something about it, because things aren't changing. And I understand change is hard and that we're creatures of habit, but hey, it's 2020. Everything else has gone out the window. Let's get passwords out the window and do something better for ourselves.
Yeah, so I guess according to some research out there, people are still using easy passwords that most hackers, it's not even a challenge for them, apparently.
Exactly. Despite multiple reminders from everyone, after comparing the list of the most common passwords of 2020 to that of 2019, there is little to no difference, meaning we haven't learned much.
Oh boy.
So the top 10 common passwords in 2020 were, and there's a drum roll, please. Would you do the first one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have to know that that's not a secure password.
Oh, man. I still go back to the scene from this 1987 classic movie.
Did it work? Where's the key?
It worked, sir. We have the combination.
Great. What's the combination?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
There you go. Mel Brooks and Spaceballs, who was so fascinated by that combination. Yes, and some of you may recognize that as a password, and that's not a password you should have.
Exactly right. And the other one, one of the other ones, number 4 on the list is password. Just the word password. I think that's kind of common.
Password.
I don't even know how people can use these, though. Aren't some of these, most of these websites now requiring you to make them a little more challenging?
Let's say most, but not all. And until that happens, people will still get by with the easiest passwords that they can. And the problem is, and we talk about this all the time, is that they use the same password for multiple password challenges. So if you're using it for your computer and for your bank and for all the other things you do, the hacker only needs to get one-time password, and they can get into everything else that you currently have. And they do try that. If they figure out what your password is, they try that password on every website they can think of.
Yeah. Lisa brings up a good point, though, and I just experienced this. At least some of the, you know, places, whether it be creating one at a retail store or most, sometimes I know at offices or workplaces, they'll have things in place where it says it must be a capital letter, must contain a number, and sometimes a symbol as well, David?
Yeah, so do you think that capital P password, the number 1, is a good secure password?
No.
Because that's what they change it to.
Oh really? Okay.
Or 1 exclamation point, so they've circumvented all the security that they could have had.
Oh man.
And well, then the fact that we never change them. The experts suggest you change your password every 90 days.
No, that's true. I don't really do that very well, unless I'm forced to, as some of the workplace emails, they say that, they give you a little countdown. You're going to have to change your password in 15 days, 12, 10. You should have changed your password. You're locked out, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So, that's technology. I guess it's in place for our own good. It's there to help remind us, to kind of nudge us in the right direction. But I guess, David, that's not widespread everywhere. So that's the problem. Or also, if there's a workaround, like I guess you're right, just say password 1 or password 1 exclamation point, and then, okay, good, I've got that.
Yeah, so you need to be much more, let's say, creative than that, and trying to get around it, try to do something that you'll remember better. Now, so our recommendation is, and we've been saying this for years as well, we use and we recommend LastPass. It still offers a free version of its application for individuals, and you can use it to put all your passwords in and maintain them in there, and even create passwords. You can click a create a secure password, and it'll give it to you, and save it for the website you're logging into. It's really well done. I don't know if you've used it or tried it, but it's one that is one of the better ones out there.
Yeah, you know, once I had my issue with the fraudulent unemployment claim in my name.
That's right, yeah.
I started to change all the passwords, and I had a little David Snell voice in my head saying, last pass, last pass. And so I definitely
little
did.
Little David Snell voice.
Like yeah, he's that. There. He pops up from time to time, keeping me
he's
safe
very
online.
High-pitched.
So I did sign up for the free version.
Yeah.
I have a few more, I guess, sites to add to it. But I do like that, you know, it works across the browser because I have to use different computers here at work and at home. So it's helpful that it, you know, works for me wherever I am.
Exactly, because it's on the web, and it also works on your iPhone. So that's mm-hmm. helpful to me if I want to do something from my phone, although my phone needs to be about 28 inches bigger, but I can see enough to put a password in.
I guess Pam Snell has sent us a password joke just in the last few minutes here. Santa, your naughty or nice list has been hacked. I told you that ho, ho, ho wasn't a secure password. That's from the elf to Santa. All right. Look at that. I love that. There's Pam sending in a joke
Thank
as we're
you,
on
Pam.
Here talking about passwords.
Oh.
So, yeah, the thing is that we have a ton of passwords today. Lisa, I know you do as well. There's mm-hmm. different ones for, you know, your work, your personal, getting into certain things,
yes.
Updating websites, mm-hmm. depending on what you do, different proprietary software that you have and mm-hmm. programs that you use. And so it really is a lot to manage. And I think at this point, David, people probably have tons more passwords than they ever have had.
Exactly. And they're usually written down on a piece of paper on their desk or under the keyboard, the famous security
that's good. That's,
yeah. option.
That's where you always...
The keyboard of,
the vault.
That's
yeah.
where you always look first. You know, it's like looking for the, like when you steal the car and you look for the keys under the little sun visor. Yeah, or under
yeah.
the mat.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, you're right, yeah. the house keys under the mat. You know, so the, you just pick up the keyboard here.
Oh,
let me see,
no.
where's there a password underneath here? No. Okay, so, yeah, these are all the things that people know. And the reason we keep talking about this is because, again, people keep doing this stuff and they're going to steal your stuff until you try to make it tough for them. Make them work for it, right?
And, David, at some point,
exactly
too,
right.
were you talking about, was it better to use like phrases instead of just like a series of numbers and what's better at this point? What's the
it's
sound
better
advice?
To use a phrase. Mm-hmm. Better to use a phrase that you remember, and you can thinking through it, you can change up some of the letters for some of these special characters. Like an A can become an at sign, a 1 can become an exclamation point. So if you just change it up a little bit, you're bound to remember it even without using a password keeper.
Yeah.
But you still should use a password keeper like LastPass.
Yeah, don't use like pet names or birthdays or mm-hmm. other things or things that I could find out about you or think about.
Mm-hmm.
So try
exactly.
to come up with something else. Like Lisa, for example, you know, it'd be hard to memorize your math teachers.
Right? Here we go again.
All right, I'm sorry.
I know, my awful memory.
Then
I'm sorry. I loved
gotta,
all my teachers.
Yeah.
I really did.
Who were they? All right, so again, the lesson today... Don't use 123456. Get those yes. passwords there and make these guys work for it. All right, David, where do people go?
Exactly. Go to my website, xprodit.com. Click on my blog link, and you'll also find the link to a website where you can check the password you just made up to see if it has shown up in a breach anywhere.
Ooh.
Oh, good. All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, David Snell, xprodit. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
7897776437 Tango 732 Victor 7311788 7324.
What's that?
Captain Picard.
It's Captain Picard. It's Data as Captain Picard.
Oh.
He's using his voice. He's making a very complicated password.